Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 6, A Tidy Sum, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Hello?
Sweetheart, what a wonderful day. 30 cars on the road, everything humming along, the sun streaming down outside. And here I am, sitting at the centre of the world, only thinking of you.
Eddie, as a matter of fact, when I got up this morning, I thought, oh, isn't this just the sort of day to make a fresh start, a clean sweep with a new broom?
Angel, have I ever told you I love you?
Actually, yes. And I do. You do.
Got someone with you?
You remember Suki?
No.
Runs an art gallery, but before that, she studied interior design, with particular reference to the psychology of the workplace. But then she took a course in colour counselling, and now
she's... Super. Must go, darling. New Indian driver, can't find Crystal Palace, taking longer than I would to get to the Taj Mahal.
You see, when I got up this morning, I decided to make a final push and just hack on with the business and
go... Go back to bed, sweetheart. Run a bath. Lots of bubbles, glass of champagne, and relax in the knowledge that your business is in capable hands.
Eddie? Do you know, Suki, some people have a remarkable gift for rising above their surroundings.
Yeah, but nowadays, no one would deny that there's a causal link between, for example, environment and delinquency.
Well, some of the drivers are delinquent.
And redesigning and redecorating an office can change attitudes, enhance commitment and lift morale. What colour is the office now? Is it still that...
A sort of gunge colour, actually. Mm. Rag rolled with nicotine and axle grease.
Well, no one would deny that colour creates mood.
How much would it cost, though?
Well, hard to say without measuring up, Angela.
Not sure Eddie would buy the idea anyway. It should be nice to do it as a surprise for him.
If you're giving me a lift back to the gallery, I could have a peek from the outside, just to refresh my memory.
I'm not answering him again.
But if he's calling Mayday, Mayday on the radio,
oh,
Ed...
shut up.
Lost. He no speak English,
he speaks it better than you.
No, he from Bombay, like his cousin Asif.
Well, he should go and work for Asif, then.
Asif no like him.
That family's at each other's throats all the time. I don't know how they keep going. No more than 5 cars on the road at any time, and all cash work, no accounts. And he has to sleep with his phones because he can't afford a night controller.
Hey, they're onto a good thing with their office, though, Ed. Squatting. Don't pay a penny rent.
And Angela's just negotiated a new lease. $900 a month for this tip. Where's the justice in it?
Nah, well, I never found honesty paid off myself.
Talking of which... Car service.
What?
You owe me £200, Nico.
How'd you make that out?
If you would repeat your address for me, sweetheart. That being what I paid you for advertising space you were flogging last month. Yes, I've got that now, darling. And your car will be with you soon.
Oh, haven't they sent you a copy of that travel brochure yet? Surprise tours, wasn't it?
My pleasure, sweetheart. The only surprise being the brochure doesn't exist.
I'll get on to them, Ed.
$200, now, on the table, cash.
You wouldn't take something in lieu, would you, Ed?
You joking?
Why, it's good, clean stuff. OK, so you said the last lot sparked off a personality disorder, but you're all right now, Ed, aren't you?
Am I? Are you sure? Shall I tell you something? When I walked in here this morning, I was on top of the world. Now look at me.
Oh, but that's this place taking its toll. I'll tell you what. How about a nice picture to hang on the wall? It'll cheer you up. It'll give you something to look at.
It's bad enough having a look at you, then.
Oh, right. Well, I'll be on my way, then.
Car service, and come straight back with my money. Lawrence, what can I do for you? Take this docket, gringo. The lady just rang in.
No. I'll go find Asif's cousin.
Hang on a minute, Law. Don't waste your time. He could be anywhere between here and Crystal Palace, boy. Lawrence, you're not looking for some simple driving, are you? Like going straight from A to B.
Hey, Ed, guess what?
Good. Yes, of course. Come and see me in an hour. You were quick.
What?
Getting back with my money.
No, see... I spotted Angela parked up across the street.
So?
Well, she's taking photos through the car window, and Ed, I think I was in shot. And you know, I don't like having me picture took.
I'm in luck.
Eh?
I'll get you the negatives for a ton. That's 300 quid you owe me.
Oh, seriously, though, what's she at?
Don't ask me, boy, but I'll soon find out. Gringo, run across the street. Ask Angela what she wants.
I go. I find he.
No, then you come back here.
Well, OK, so maybe she's taking photos at his shop front, but what for? I mean, she's no need to case this joint, has she?
I had the distinct feeling he was coming across to talk to me.
Well, anyway, I saw quite enough to... Oh, I'm shocked. I mean, it's very run down. North-facing, too. With that frightful strip light on in the middle of the day, leeching what little colour there is. Ooh, grim. Really grim. I'm surprised you've done nothing about this before, because it's bound to be counterproductive. Tell me, does Eddie have mood swings that are hard to account for?
He does, actually. Oh, dear. Well, I'll just have to spend whatever it takes. But I hope that won't be too much, because I'm going to have to borrow the money, Suki.
It's hard to cost without going in.
Could
there?
Could Timmy go in? Pretend he wants to book a car.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dog's life.
Car service. If I ever saw a driver born and bred, it's you, Lawrence. Yes, your car is on its way, sweetheart, but if you like to hold on, I'll check for you.
Chained to a wheel like a galley slave chained to an oar with some sadistic controller, some tossboy like Terry.
1-5, come in, please, 1-5.
Calling out numbers and cracking a whip.
You've got the freedom of the road, boy. The big outdoors. 1-5, your lady for Paddington has been waiting 20 minutes. Not like me. Banged up in here day after day with 50 drivers round my neck. I've put a rocket under him, sweetheart. He'll be with you any minute. Compared to me, Law, you're as free as air. Roger, 1-5, stick with it.
Well, the way I feel now, something's got to give.
New leather jacket. Just parked up in a new Merc. What have I got to show? And another thing, I can't piss off whenever the mood takes me like you do to Tenerife. Top up your tan. Lovely. Do you know, I've been trying to get a long weekend in me house for months now. No hope. Too many people relying on me.
Oh, come on, Ed. You've got jam on it.
Go on, then. Swap places with me.
Eddie! I find he...
Funny enough, Rod said to me, Dad, there's only one way to crack it, and that's to get a car business of our own.
I find he, Eddie... At Brixton.
Brixton? Now, listen to this, Law, and you'll get some idea of what I'm up against. This is a perfect illustration. Some Bombay duck sets out for Crystal Palace, and after 3 hours, he's got halfway there. Hang on, Gringo, how did you know where to look?
I've a bus map. I look at bus map.
You mean he's trying to find his way round London on a bus map?
Yeah. No.
I don't care if I never see him again, but I want my radio back. Where is he now?
Oh, now he's sad. He goes see Asif.
Oh, Asif's another no-oper. He still hasn't twigged. You and Terry have got this area carved up between you, Ed. Do I have to sell me his business? Rod was interested. I said, no way. If we set up shop, it'd have to be up north, like Finchley.
Oh, do yourself a favour, Lawrence. You haven't got the psychology. You haven't got what it takes, boy. A dust-up with Terry and you're at rock bottom for weeks. Car service. Whereas me, I'll bounce back. One step ahead. I'll keep on top. So nothing throws me.
Digby Martin Gallery.
Suki, did Timmy do his undercover thing at the office yesterday?
Oh, yes. And Eddie didn't suspect anything. Of course, Timmy's more used to hotel lobbies and things, but how does Marigold strike you?
Marigold? Don't think I know her.
The Hindu shade for garlands and rejoicing. Picture frames gold and antiqued with a rubdown of wire wool.
Suki, you're not to treat this as an extension of your gallery.
Of course not. But a few cheap prints of vintage cars. Quite a sweet idea, really. Or did you speak to your mother about a loan?
She was a bit caustic, actually.
Why?
Just doesn't approve of my relationship with Eddie.
Timmy said Eddie seemed awfully nice, and he could see instantly why you were attracted.
Really? Do you know, I've always liked Timmy.
He's very short of work, Angela, so he is keen to start. The point is, when?
Well, I've got to see Gordon first, my solicitor, because Mummy says there's no way she's lending money on a personal basis. And then I shall have to persuade Eddie to take a long weekend or something.
Oh, and before I forget, Timmy left his measure in the office, in the loo. If you could just casually inquire, perhaps say you left it?
Shall I answer your phone for you, Ed?
Do what you like. What's it to me?
All I said was I couldn't sell that pager you asked me to flog up the pub last night because it isn't a pager. Turns out it's a measure like what an estate agent uses.
She's just got a new lease on this place too. Don't tell me that wouldn't up the ante.
Not sure I follow you, Ed.
Ask yourself. First she's taking pictures of the front, next thing there's an estate agent measuring up.
Oh, but Angela had never sell up behind your back.
She brought up the idea once. I said I wouldn't be sticking around to see my life's work sold off. She wouldn't see me for dust.
Oh, you off now then?
Shut up.
I'll make sure though.
Don't worry. She's coming in here later. I'll ask her straight.
She'd never stab you in the back. Angela, she loves you, Ed.
Ever heard of the kiss of Judas?
Yeah, well, who can you trust? I've always said...
I asked her last night what she was doing taking photos. She changed the subject.
Car service?
Very keen for me to take a long weekend. Very keen to get me out the way while she sets it all up.
Oh, right. I'll tell him then.
Who was that?
Angela. She can't come in later because...
What?
She's going to see her solicitor, Ed.
That's it. Now, dear she, pass me my private line. What sort of mug does she take me for?
She's stolen a march on you. You, Mr. One Step Ahead. I never thought I'd see the day. Who are you ringing?
Lawrence? Following on from our discussion yesterday, mate. How serious were you about getting your feet under a desk and owning your own cab business?
Yeah, grab a slice of the action now before it's too late.
Oh, I didn't mean what I said, Law. I was bluffing. Just putting you to the test. You'd be fantastic.
Come out fighting.
I had to play my hand close to my chest, mate. Knowing as I did that this place was on the market. Can you imagine?
Give it your best shot.
With you lording it here, can you imagine Terry's face?
That's it, go with the flow.
Okay. See you in a pub. With Rod. Lunchtime. Done. Bye. What odds are you giving?
What?
First to the finishing post. Me or Angela?
Oh, it's a one-horse race, Ed. Who are you going to nobble now?
Asif. Asif! It's Eddie here, boy. Listen, I hear you've got bogged down with cash work. Yet here I am having a fight to keep abreast of my account work. I've got so many good accounts, I'm putting a few out to tender. At a price. You in the running or not?
But you can't sell a thing twice over, Ed.
No. I'll come to you. Later. Bye. You sell things that don't even exist, boy.
Like what?
Like advertising space, whereas I'm fully justified. All I'm doing is covering my back.
Company will pay to the registered holder on demand all money and liabilities, whether certain or contingent. Gordon, what is this?
Your mother feels it's too much of a gamble.
And there are pages.
It's a standard debenture on the company.
For heaven's sake, I only want to borrow $3,000 to have the office done up.
Your mother wishes to protect her money at law. I, for one, cannot blame her.
It's Eddie she's gunning for. Always has been. You don't trust him either, do you?
The point of a debenture is that it places such questions beyond the realm of the personal. By the way, you might like to know that I had a word with Charles today. Several words. He tells me that you're carrying some very bad book debts, Angela.
But also some very good book debts.
Debt, good or bad, not being a word to inspire confidence in a lender.
Get the company seal out of the safe, Gordon, and I'll sign this thing now.
I would remind you, Angela, that I recently negotiated a good commercial lease for you on the understanding that once you had it, you would sell.
That's up to me. And anyway, I'm not selling the business until I'm in a position to make a profit.
I don't know why I ordered this. I'm not hungry.
You're overtired, Eddie. You need that break. Which weekend is it? The 15th?
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not going.
No, no. You must go. I insist, actually.
Nice time with your solicitor.
Well, you know.
Talk about selling, did you?
Well, you know. Eddie, what's up?
Do you think I don't know when you've got a secret, when I can read you like an open book?
You mean... how did you guess?
Angela, I've provisionally accepted an offer for the business on your behalf.
Eddie, no! How much?
60,000. You won't top that.
60? But they haven't seen the books yet, or the offices yet, have they? And I mean, everything would have to be done through Gordon.
Now, don't worry, and I'll keep the price talked up too.
But what about you? About us? This would change everything, Eddie.
You only came into the business by accident. It was never for you. I've always known that. Just think how pleased your mother will be, for one.
Well, she'll certainly be pleased to get her loan back.
What loan?
For 3,000, to have the office decorated.
Well, I'd hang on to the money for a bit. But having the place done up wouldn't improve your price that much, especially if you're selling to someone already in the business.
Who is it?
Usual story. Disgruntled driver. Got ideas above his station. But don't worry, I've got him in the palm of my hand. And I'll tell you what, I know someone who owes me a favour. I'll get him to slap on a coat of paint at a fraction of the price you've been quoted.
Digby Martin Gallery.
Suki, don't slam the phone down again. I was taken unawares by this turn of events, too.
Sorry. I'll waive my fee. But what about Timmy? He's going to have the paint specially mixed.
Oh, I'll pay for that.
And anyway, the sale can't be definite yet.
No, but as soon as Gordon receives a formal offer, things will take their course and that'll be it.
Well, you don't sound exactly thrilled.
I feel pretty torn, actually. I mean, okay, under the circumstances, it's a good price, and yet... I shall miss the Harcar business, you know. I mean, it's all been quite exhilarating, actually.
Tell you what, as you're paying for the paint, I'll deliver it to the office.
Okay. Because Eddie said he knew someone who'd do us a quick cosmetic job for next to nothing.
Car service.
I'll have to have another lay down, Ed.
You finish the gloss on that street door first. Mrs. Doherty! How are you this morning, my lovely?
You see, I'm gagging on the smell of paint, Ed.
I'm gagging on the colour, boy. I'm glad to hear it. And I shall detail your car right away.
I don't know what the colour is. I can't read on the tin because it's a bit rusty.
It's green. 2-7, your position, please, 2-7. It's green. Take that as red.
Red? You sure? Well, he did say it was a bit of a one-off, but... 46 hours I put in on this, near enough.
What are those dribbles up there?
Where?
2-7, I thank you. Mrs. Doherty wants her usual to the city, 2-7. Up near the ceiling.
Oh, well, I can't do nothing about that now them walls are dry. You see, me arms get tired stretched up.
That's because they're full of pinholes. Roger, 2-7. Roll your sleeves down, I hate to see it. And what's that?
Oh, that's the finishing touch, Ed. I mean, you've had £200 worth out of me now, and I don't want you coming back at me saying I still owe you. This picture sets the seal on it.
Take it down, I don't like it.
You don't have to look at it.
Ed, what's going on in here? What the... Oh, look at that, Nico, you punk!
I ripped wet paint on a pavement slip.
You know he can't read.
Let me have a go with me turf rag.
Get off!
What do you think of me picture, then?
Car service.
You see, Ed? It's so small you can't even notice it.
Then what's the point? Lawrence! For you, mate, I shall make myself free. Is Rod coming too?
What is it?
What?
The photo.
It's painted. Some soppy saint or other.
I trust your accountant hasn't thrown up any serious objections, though.
Real Mickey Master.
I see. Well, of course I can explain. No problem. But I shall have to have the books back today, Law, so if you could bring them with you.
The eyes follow you. That's always a sign.
What of?
Spooked me anyway. Glad to get rid of it.
Could somebody help me with this, please? 6 litres of paint I'm delivering. Oh. Oh, no. I'm too late.
The place has already been... Oh, damn.
Never mind.
What?
On your sleeve. I'll have a go with me Terps rag.
No. Neither of us wants a hitch in the proceedings at this stage, Law, so of course I'll be there.
What colour was your paint, then?
What? Oh, marigold.
Oh, that would have been nice, wouldn't it, Slipper?
Yes. See you, then. Bye. Sweetheart, what can I do for you? Now, wait a minute. A friend of Angela's, isn't it? Name of... on the tip of my tongue.
Shh. She's got my picture, Ed. I think she likes it.
Where did you... get this?
Well, thereby hangs the tale. First, it was under my bed for months, but then, when a pane in me window broke... Well, it was Nobby's room before mine, so I reckon he left it, but... Here, hang on. Oh, where are you going?
Mustache, sorry, bye.
Run after her, Nico. She's left her paint.
So, you're saying there's more here than appears? Is that what you're saying, Ed?
When you're looking at a company's books, it's what you don't see that counts, Lawrence, not what you do.
But Archie's not very happy with these figures, Ed.
Archie? I thought it was Rod that was coming in with you.
Yeah, but Archie's my accountant.
Oh, I thought he was still in a scrubs.
Good behaviour.
Certain things have to be taken on trust, Law. But since he knows how to massage figures... What's he playing at? Questioning my integrity? Questioning Angela's? It's her fair Anne that's penned these figures. How dare he? Trying to make out my lady's bent? How dare he?
But she's only got the information you give her to go on it.
Do me a favour. Forget the whole thing. The deal's off.
No. I mean, I can see you're sitting pretty. You're making a pack here. Otherwise, why'd you be hanging in there with her?
Because I love Angela, and don't you forget it.
Okay, so why not massage the figures up for her instead of down?
On this profit, ask yourself, where's her tax liability? Where's her VAT?
You mean you're protecting her?
The age of chivalry is not dead, Lawrence.
Well, that aside, Ed, you've got some bad debts on some of your account work.
I've already taken care of that for you. I've sold them off.
How can you?
To Asif. He was hungry for accounts. After I'd whetted his appetite.
Oh, what a no-hoper he is.
Well, I'm not that uncharitable. I mix in a few good with the bad.
But you... They're part of what I'm purchasing, Ed.
How long do you think Asif will last? Once you've got your feet under my desk and you're humming along in overdrive?
Yeah. But Archie says I should drop my price by 10 grand. From 60 to 50.
I knew that's what you were getting at. So, why not drop to 40?
What? What you talking about?
Call it 45 and we'll split the difference.
Yeah, but what about Angela?
I can't ask any lady of mine for a golden handshake. I've got my pride.
If you're getting money off Asif as well...
And I'm saving her 7.5% on agency fees, don't forget.
Talking of gold, Archie wondered if you'd accept part payment in Krugerrands, Ed.
No. This deal has got to be strictly above board, Law, through Angela's solicitor. In fact, you better get Archie to ring him now and break the news on your price.
Suki, of course I didn't want it done a nauseous green.
I'm afraid I've got worse news, much worse.
They put a fly screen on the door with plastic streamers.
Hung on a wall of the office, mounted within a narrow oak frame, is the illuminated frontispiece of a medieval psalter.
Suki, I know you've been upset.
One that was stolen from a private collection of rare artifacts last year.
But for heaven's sake, I mean...
The police came round the galleries with photos of the missing items. They hoped that someone had been offered something or spotted one at auction. I'm sorry, Angela, but I shall have to go to the police.
Suki, wait. Let me think.
Not an easy decision, as it is in your office.
And it could look as though I'm in receipt of stolen goods. I know, I'll go and take it down now.
Oh, might make it look worse.
Oh, yes. Wait. The important thing is to restore it to its rightful owner. Who does it belong to?
Well, a collector in St. John's Wood or Chorley Wood or somewhere.
Think, Suki, think. Meanwhile, it so happens that my solicitor's asked to see me first thing tomorrow. Do nothing until I have his advice, okay?
No more calls, Mrs. Gray. I'm in a client meeting for the next half hour. Now, not good news, Angela.
Oh, really?
During the course of the last 24 hours, I have been contacted by a gentleman calling himself Archie.
no surname, apparently representing the prospective purchaser of your business. He informs me that the said gentleman's offer had decreased inexorably from 60,000 to 50 to 40.
Oh, really?
You seem preoccupied, Angela. Well, as well you might be. Charles contends that you might well be in a classic squeeze situation. Are you with me?
Oh, no, actually.
But it was your, Eddie, who introduced this prospective purchaser in the first place,
Gordon,
wasn't it?
There's something else.
Indeed, there is more here than meets the eye. Charles' surmise being that they are fixing the price between them.
Oh. Sorry to go off at a tangent, Gordon, but supposing you came into possession of a stolen work of art.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, so your obvious course would be to go to the police, but mightn't your prime concern be simply to return the thing to its owner?
Angela, I've already had a very tricky conversation with your accountant this morning, so I'm currently operating on a very short fuse.
I pay you for your advice.
Then why do you never take it?
You haven't given me any yet.
The vagaries of the minicab business seem to encompass a fair number of surprises. If the net has now widened to include stolen artworks, then I think you should tell me.
It's no good, sweetheart. Face it, we're stuck with each other.
No! Go away!
I knew you'd need cheering up, which is why I got us a takeaway.
No! No, thank you!
Oh, damn, and now your chicken boon has sprung a leak all over the carpet out here.
Come on then, quickly.
Well, you can't blame me, sweetheart, when it was you who withdrew from the sale.
Where is it?
What? Oh, the takeaway. I'll phone through for one in a minute. Meanwhile, if you don't mind me pouring myself a drink.
How dare you cheat your way in here?
Worked, though, didn't it?
Eddie, both Gordon and Charles are of the opinion that you had me in a classic squeeze situation.
Come here, darling. I'll give you the only sort of squeeze you'll get from me.
You're a sexist pig, too.
When I've slaved all day for a woman and then rushed round in the evening with a takeaway for her.
You didn't bring a takeaway.
Oh, no. Well, there you are. That shows the strain I've been under with this sale business. I felt very, very torn, sweetheart.
You felt torn?
From the minute you said you wanted to sell the business, I've never known which way the cards were going to fall.
But I never said... I didn't want to sell.
And with Lawrence losing his nerve... What? You didn't... Well, if you don't want to sell, Angel, you should be travelling the other route.
How do you mean?
Expanding. Sweetheart, there's a little outfit nearby. Owner's staggering along. Name of Asif. The man's on his knees.
Doesn't sound much of an acquisition, then.
For $3,000, we could snuff him out.
Eddie, if you're thinking of the loan I told you I got from my mother...
Oh, yes, of course.
I had to return a stolen picture. And through Gordon's good offices, I used that money to make an out-of-court settlement to compensate the owner.
What picture?
It was hanging in the office, on parchment. Of a saint.
Now, let me get this straight. You returned it to its rightful owner and gave him $3,000.
Hmm.
Angel, you must dump that solicitor of yours. Haven't I always said he's bent?
It was a very valuable picture, Eddie.
I'll kill Nico. This is his fault.
Worth anything up to $1,000,000.
$1,000,000? I won't have to kill him. He's had that under his bed for 6 months. He'll never recover from the shock.
I'm surprised you take it so lightly. I mean, after all, you let it slip through your fingers too.
Ah, but what would £1,000,000 be to me if I'd lost you, sweetheart?
Oh, Eddie.
And now everyone's happy. The man's got his picture back. You didn't want to sell the business. I didn't want you to. Lawrence didn't want to buy it. And what a bit of luck I never bought us that takeaway. Because now we can jump in a cab and go out to celebrate.
Car service.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In the final episode, A Tidy Sum, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Slippy, Norman Jones. Nico, Neil Dudgeon. Gringo, Paul Gregory. Lawrence, John Strickland. Suki, Geraldine Fitzgerald. And Gordon, Philip Anthony. Technical presentation was by Richard Beedsmore, Anne Bunting, and Ian Pratt. Radio Cars was directed by Richard Workley.